Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking depressions butt and reclaiming your joy. And let's be real, sometimes the biggest enemy standing between us and happiness isn't some giant scary monster, it's that little voice whispering, maybe tomorrow, where it can wait. I'm talking about procrastination, my friends, that sneaky beast we all battle. But fear not. Today, we're tackling this head on. Because let's face it, getting stuff done feels amazing. It's like a high five to your future self and a middle finger to the feeling of being stuck. So how do we conquer procrastination? Well, grab your coffee, your favorite comfy chair, and get ready because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs. First up, recognize your triggers. Ever notice that you procrastinate on certain tasks more than others? Maybe it's writing that email you've been avoiding or tackling a project at work that feels overwhelming. Figure out what sets off your procrastination alarm and understand why you shy away from those tasks. Are you scared of failing? Do you feel overwhelmed by the size of the task? Once you know your triggers, you can start to address them head on. Next, break it down. Remember that feeling when you have a huge mountain of laundry piling up? It's totally overwhelming, right? But if you just focus on one small step at a time, sorting the darts from the lights, loading the washing machine, folding a single pile suddenly, it doesn't seem so daunting. Same goes for those big projects that make you want to hide under the covers. Break them down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate each little victory. Now here's where the magic happens. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat those tests like important appointments you wouldn't miss. Block off time in your calendar and stick to it. And don't forget to include breaks. Our brains need rest to recharge. Think of it like this: a car needs fuel to run, and you need breaks to stay focused and productive. Speaking of focus, let's talk about distractions. That phone buzzing with notifications? Social media calling your name? They're the ultimate productivity killers. Put those things on silent, close unnecessary tabs, and create a distraction-free zone. You can even use apps designed to block distracting websites and apps their lifesavers. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all slip up sometimes. If you find yourself procrastinating, don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, get back on track, and keep moving forward. Progress, not perfection, is the key here. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up at work. You know it's important, but instead of tackling it head-on, you find yourself scrolling through social media, watching funny cat videos, and basically doing anything but working on your slides. Sound familiar? That's procrastination speaking, trying to convince you that the task is too big, too scary, or just not worth your time. But what if you treated that presentation like a thrilling adventure instead of a dreaded chore? What if you envisioned yourself confidently delivering it, engaging your audience, and leaving them wanting more? Suddenly, it feels less daunting, right? By shifting your mindset, you can turn procrastination from your enemy into a stepping stone to success. It's all about finding the motivation within yourself, breaking down the task into manageable pieces, and celebrating each victory along the way. So, remember, conquering procrastination is all about awareness, action, and attitude. Recognize your triggers, break things down, schedule your time wisely, eliminate distractions, and be kind to yourself. You've got this. I want to hear from you. What's your biggest procrastination struggle? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to crushing those goals and living our best lives. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Depression Destroyer, Daily Hope and Healing. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.